don't let that immediate circumstance that's right that day or that week or that month determine how you proceed, because you already decided that you were going to do this, that this is a thing you can do, and that people were going to walk in the door and support you. You already decided that. One little thing, two little things, that circumstance for that 24-hour period or month long, you can overcome that. That's going to pass. Yeah. So stay true to your original idea, because I think if you were passionate enough about it to take some risk or invest a ton of time, that's a real idea that you can make happen.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. My name is Adam. This podcast is all about empowering men to become the kind of men that God created us to be. And today I'm especially honored and excited to be at the amazing Lake Country Cigars in Delafield with the owner, Matt Matheny. How you doing, Matt?
I'm well. Good day, sir.
Good day. Hey, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the scenery here and the cigar. I'm excited to dive in. Let me just silence my computer there. No more distractions, I promise. Hey, Matt, I'd love if, before we get into some of the questions I have for you, if you can, first of all, tell us what we're smoking today. I picked out, per your recommendation, a Tabernacle.
Yes. Tell I do recommend those. Yeah. That's one of my faves. It's Nicaraguan made, so it's a little richer than, I guess, a lot of cigars. Stuff coming out of Nicaragua is like, you know, the American market has kind of dictated, just like they do with food, that they like bolder flavors, you know, like more in your face type stuff. Yeah. And Nicaraguan stuff does that. That one is very smooth on the palate, but does have that richer flavor to it. So I love that cigar.
Yeah, I love it.
So you're welcome.
Combining the smooth with the bold. That's great. And what are you having, my friend?
I'm having to move this mic, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit, man.
All right.
I am smoking a Revival, which is what everyone in the world should be smoking. It's Dominican made. It's made specifically for our shop. We actually blended it. I have three facings of it, five facings, three blends of it. I'm smoking today the Indonesian Maduro, which is pretty medium, but interesting in that it's not a lot of Indonesian stuff, I guess promoted. It's used in blends, various blends, but we wanted to kind of highlight it in this cigar. And I love it, and I'm proud of it, and it turned out great. And I think if you come to Lake Country Cigars, you'd miss out if you didn't at least try one at some point in your travels here.
That's right. So, Revival.
Yes, Dominican made, smooth,
and
easy.
Probably the best name ever for a cigar.
That's what I was going for, so I'm glad.
Yeah, glad
you recognize
as that. A man of faith, that's just, that name is killer. I love it. Hey, Matt, let's just give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of an overview of how you and your lovely wife, Michelle, got into owning and overseeing Lake Country Cigars.
Yeah, well, Michelle's been an entrepreneur like almost her whole life. She was 18, she went out there and began her own massage therapy business and did that for 30 plus years. And
oh, wow.
So she was very supportive. You know, before this, I did home audio video install stuff originally with a company. Then she encouraged me to go out on my own. And then as I got more and more involved here, she was like, I could see you owning this place, which was a premonition.
She spoke that before you saw it.
Yes, yes. So in 98, they opened here a couple doors down in the strip here. And I started coming and eventually started coming more often and made friends here, started getting involved. I can remember one night sitting over there at the old shop and the full-timer, his name was John at the time, hung up the phone. It was just me and him sitting in the shop, and he hung up the phone with a disgusted look on his face. I'm assuming someone called in and said they couldn't work.
Yeah, somebody canceled.
And he just looked at me and said, Matt, we got to get you to run this register. And I was like, okay. So from that that moment, I started like picking up shifts and helping out here and there. Got, you know, and they just pulled me in more and more. We eventually moved down to this space. The full-time manager at the time, when we down to this space, which was probably 14 years ago now, he moved on for various reasons, and they looked at me and said, well, we need a manager. And I said, do you now? Because because my idea of managing a place might be a little different than what they had had. You know, I wanted to get involved in the bowels of it and really know how to run it. So we did that for a year, which was agreed upon. And then after that year, we, you know, talked it over and asked if this was going to stick, me managing the place. And I said, I think so. I really like it. But when you decide you want to sell, I'm going to buy the place. Let's just agree on that right now.
Okay. You spoke up just like that, right? I love
it. Yeah. And so that was agreed upon. And there was, you know, they had like a 5-year plan, which got stretched out a little bit, but to be expected. But eventually we got it done and bought the place. Michelle and I bought it in June of 19. So yeah. It'll be 5 years this June.
Hey, congrats on that.
Thank you.
Coming up, how are we going to celebrate here? 5 years.
Well, we do this a lot.
Good.
I don't know yet. We haven't really planned that out. I know we've got something special planned for May, kind of in conjunction with our Revival brand. So we'll have a special little piece of that we highlight and like a limited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how can just because a lot of our, you know, audience is local. I mean, Madison to Milwaukee is probably 70-80% of our listeners right now. Mm-hmm. So people are maybe curious and they don't know about Lake Country Cigars. Where do they go? How can they find you? How can they support the business and get into these amazing cigars?
Well, outside of coming to Delafield, where we exist, and coming into our shop, which is really at some point you need to do to experience it and figure out why people come to a cigar shop in general or even our cigar shop. We have a website, lccigars.com. We do have a social media presence too, both on Facebook and Instagram. And we do events every month. We send out emails. If you come to the shop, you can sign up or go to our website. You can sign up on there as well, and we'll send out emails that just remind you of events that we do every month, as well as offsite events that we do at in the summer mostly. And then just talk to people and say you like cigars, and hopefully they'll be like Lake Country Cigars. That's where you got to go.
That's
my dream. Anyway,
that's where it's at. Okay, so how about cigars? How did you get into cigars? You told us how you got into the business, but tell us about how you got into cigars and what is it about the cigar culture that is so attractive to especially a lot of guys. The culture here is fantastic. I love having meetings here. But tell us about, you know, how you got into cigars and tell us a little bit about the cigar culture.
Yeah. Me getting into cigars really parallels the whole story about me getting into the business of cigars. Because that was right about in 98 when they opened here. It was right about the time I started kind of dabbling or taking an interest in cigars, smoking cigars. But a funny story. So when we got married, Michelle and I got married in 01.
Okay.
And I didn't know this, and this still, she might have been lying to me, but this still,
no.
I still haven't confirmed this. Apparently, the bride and the groom exchange gifts with each other other than the ring. There's a gift to be exchanged. I did not know this.
Oh, you had no idea.
No. So anyway, she got me something nice. She got me a box of Padron cigars for that. I got her like a watch or something. But she got me a box of Padrons, which just, of course, made me believe I had a green light. And she'll say she created a monster. But from then on, as I got a little more serious into the cigar culture, hanging out at the cigar shop, getting to know, naturally more of my circle of friends became cigar guys, right? Cigar people. And we did more stuff kind of both surrounding the shop and the industry and events and stuff like that. And I just got more and more intrigued by it. What I love about cigars and basically the cigar culture, that's what we sell here, is the culture, the experience. You can buy your cigars anywhere, right?
Yeah.
You can buy them online, even if you want to. I don't recommend that, but you can. But what I enjoy about it is the slowing down, the sitting like we are, the kind of forced relaxation. You know, you can't race through a cigar. The people that generally are around you while you're doing it, you either decided to be, it's not like golf. A lot of guys golf with people they hate. You mm-hmm. don't do that with cigars. Mm-hmm. With cigars, yeah. you hang out with people you like, generally speaking. They do have at least one thing in common. It's the great equalizer, I call it. I mean, you wouldn't have needed to know, you know, like what I do for a living to be sitting next to me. I could be unemployed. I could be a doctor. I could be, you know, any number of things, and so could you. And it doesn't really matter. Those aren't the things we're interested in necessarily. Right. We don't have to be interested in those things when we sit down next to each other and enjoy a cigar and just start a relationship.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what I love about it.
Yeah. I think probably my top 10, 20 conversations I've ever had in my life have been over a cigar, oftentimes around a fire in the backyard, but the cigars are always right there in hand.
Yeah.
My dad, my brothers, my best buddies, like that's it. We call it fire therapy.
Yeah.
And not just because of the fire in the backyard, but right here, the cigars. So
yeah, you get some good thinking done that way too. You can have a discussion or a hangout with someone, or you could just be by yourself. Sometimes I would be out on my deck or something, and my kids and my wife got to know that, you know, that's what I do. And someone would ask, where's dad? And one of my kids or my wife would say, he's doing some thinking.
Yeah.
Because I was out there by myself smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Well, actually, you introduced me to the concept of having a cigar in the morning with a cup of coffee.
How else are you going to start a day?
And that's how
some people eat breakfast. Some people take showers. We smoke cigars.
Mm. Amen. Yeah. Because I first met you and Michelle while we were attending the same church together several years ago. Yep. And I asked you quickly, learning, like, oh, this guy is a cigar expert. I got to ask him. What pairs the best with a cigar? And you get this question all the time.
I do.
And you're probably sick of it by now. But this was 4 or 5 years ago. You told me, mm-hmm. honestly, Adam, it's not bourbon. It's not beer. It's not whiskey. It's a cup of coffee. Right. What you need to do is on the next nice summer morning, get up, go on your back porch or your back deck, get your favorite coffee and get a nice cigar and just enjoy the morning. Yes. And I did that and I was hooked. And it is
someone,
a great place to get
listen
thinking
to me.
Done.
That's
yeah,
beautiful.
Man. I listened.
Good for you.
I listened. And now I'm looking forward, so looking forward to those summer mornings to just make that a regular part of my routine. It's awesome.
Good for you.
So how do you educate people? You get the average guy who comes in here like I was several years ago. I don't know much about cigars. I like them. I really like the culture. Yeah. I like the conversation that happens around them. How do I learn what cigars are for me? What advice would you give to people maybe listening who have just dipping their toe in the water a little bit into the whole cigar culture?
Yeah.
How do you find your cigar?
Yeah. Well, you started out knowing some pieces of it that you really liked. You liked the culture of it. You liked the idea of it. So how I educate people, how we as a staff, as a shop here, educate people on cigars. We start out by asking if you've ever smoked a cigar before in your life. Yes, maybe you have. Do you remember what you like or what you liked about it or what you liked about the experience? So we offer, like I said, you can buy your cigars anywhere, I think. But the reason we think it would be a good idea for you to come back here is because we start with you somewhere. Smoke a cigar. Okay, now you've smoked a cigar. You know what you liked about it and what you didn't like about it. We can go on a path. Down a path then. And we like to go into that humidor with you pretty much every time you come in here, not to kind of creep over you or anything like that, but to see if there's a path we can suggest for you that is going to guarantee you liking your experience here, right? The last thing I want to do is sell you something that I like or that is touted by the industry as being the best thing ever. What I want to do for you is put you on a path that's going to, you know, every time you smoke a cigar, you find out, oh, I like this more about it. Oh, I had no idea, you know, from the look of this cigar, I thought I wasn't going to like it. But what I told Matt, he said, you know what, I think you're going to like this one over here based on the three things you mentioned. We're going to go in this direction. So it's a journey with someone on cigars, but you just got to start somewhere and I think what's important about starting somewhere is you start smoking with amongst a culture you like, in an atmosphere you like, with people you like. Then you're going to afford yourself the opportunity to really enjoy, you know, the product and get more curious about it and become a fan, and have something in your life that you look forward to, either on a daily basis or on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what we try and do.
Yeah, and you guys do that well here, because it's not just me. It's my dad, my brother, several cousins and friends who come in on occasion, and we all love this place. So let me ask you, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, how do you and Michelle stay competitive in the market that you're in?
So yeah, you asked that question right, because you have to, as a business owner, especially in this industry, I'm sure in every industry, really cater to your market, your specific community,
right?
We're very blessed here at Lake Country Cigars. We're able to, we've got a fan base, and we've got regulars that come in. We've got people that come in for our events. We've got people that will stop by when they're traveling to and from work. So we've got all of those people. And what was the question again?
Yeah, so you got this amazing culture and experience. How do you stay competitive?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got competitors out there.
What I was saying before I started focusing on that light is that the way we do it is, in our community here, we're able to sell a decent volume of cigars.
Yep.
And so we can offer cigars at a competitive price. There's not a lot of places where you can go to. If you go to a town that is maybe more of a pass-through town or a destination for amusement or whatever, the pricing on the cigars is going to have to, or if it's a bar that offers mainly bar and then perhaps cigars secondarily, the pricing is all going to reflect all of that stuff. Here, we're blessed in that we're cigar centric. You come here knowing that the cigar is the main event,
yep.
Right? And you come here knowing that you can get really good cigars at really reasonable prices. The other thing we've decided to focus on is selection. So I try and have the best selection around. And within that selection, stuff that you've heard of, as well as a lot of stuff you maybe haven't heard of or have only heard of in a magazine, yeah, or have only seen once or twice before. We sometimes call that boutique or craft style stuff. And that's what interests me a lot. So we have a good portion of our humidor dedicated to that. So there's a fan base out there that likes that comes for that reason. And then service has to be everything. I mean, what I never want to do is just like put out on the front door that we're hiring, you know, and have someone come in and be like, yeah, I'm looking for a job. That's great. But I mean, if you're not part of this culture, specifically the Lake Country cigar culture, and you haven't been here, come in here and known some of these guys and shown to me that you're, you know, really passionate about the product and the atmosphere and all that kind of stuff, then it doesn't really make sense for you to work here, because that's what we want when people walk in the door, to meet someone that I just described to you, someone who's been here, who loves it, who has a passion for it, who wants to spread that passion to the people that walk in the door.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's awesome. I love some of the things you're highlighting here as you share the experience, the culture, the passion. It's going to speak a lot to, we've got in our audience some entrepreneurs, some wantrepreneurs, if you will. So can you share a challenge that you and Michelle have had to face as business owners and as entrepreneurs, and how you overcome that?
Yeah.
Because this will speak to a lot of people who are, they might be a side hustle, starting one of those, or yeah, we got a lot of guys who are contractors, they might be pastors, they might be small business owners, but they're in charge of a thing.
Yeah.
And they're facing challenges too. So
I think if you have an idea that you foster to the point where you think I'm gonna make this a business, I'm gonna really, this is gonna be my life. You know, this is, I think commitment is a thing people shy away from in life in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should be confident in what you really want to do. If you're passionate about it, be confident that you can make it happen, because something's always going to happen. Like, we opened the doors here, or didn't open the doors. We reestablished Lake Country Cigars in 2019. And then like pretty immediately after that, COVID was a thing, right? And
oh yeah.
If you remember, right at the beginning of COVID, no one really knew what was that going to mean, right?
Yep.
They were telling people that you had to stay a certain distance away from each other, which is not what we do here in the shop. They were telling people that if you weren't essential to the public that you're going to be shut down, mm-hmm. you know? So it was kind of, it was dark for a little bit. It was hard to understand, you know, we had, you know, put a lot into this. We there was a lot of risk on our end to acquire this place. And then all of a sudden the government is saying you can't basically do the main thing you do here, which is hang out with each other, you know, in close quarters. So I think the confidence on the original idea, right? We can make this happen. This is something our personalities will I think foster very well. So then when that roadblock comes and sits right in front of your face and says you can't do this, don't let that immediate circumstance that's right that day, yeah. or that week or that month determine how you proceed, because you already decided that you were going to do this, that this is a thing you can do, and that people were going to walk in the door and support you. You already decided that. One little thing, two little things, that circumstance for that 24-hour period or month long, you can overcome that. That's going to pass. Yeah. So stay true to your original idea, because I think if you were passionate enough about it to take some risk or invest a ton of time, that's a real idea that you can make happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And I think that that's a good word for a lot of younger men out there in our culture too, because they have these ideas, they have these dreams, these desires. But in my experience, I've had too many conversations with young men. And when I say that, I mean, you know, 20s, 30s, even into their 40s. And it seems like they are too willing to give up when the going gets tough. And they're too willing to say, well, oh, you know, maybe this just wasn't in the cards. Maybe it wasn't God's will. Maybe it was not meant to be.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
It didn't work. There you go. And I wonder when they come to those difficult obstacles and they don't push through and they don't double down and they don't stay committed and focused and disciplined and fight for their passion, fight for what was their dream. I think the problem wasn't meant to be. The problem isn't even circumstances. The problem isn't the government. The problem is, do you really want it? And I think young men are starving for, you know, some mentoring in that area. Like, no, you got to keep going. And guess what? Hard times are going to come. You are going to face obstacles. It doesn't matter if you're a business owner or not. It might be your marriage. It might be being a dad. Like, mm-hmm. this speaks to so many different areas and arenas in life. What you're saying is stay committed, stay focused, stay disciplined, don't give up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see that too in our culture?
Take that original commitment seriously, right? You know, don't just back into something. What I mean by that is don't just think, oh, okay, well, this opportunity has presented itself. You know, people have told me I could be good at this or whatever. Analyze the situation, make a good decision, you know, based on a while of analyzing, thinking things through, and then stick with that commitment. You know, if you, like I said, if you invested time into it, if you took a risk on it, if you trusted good people that you've known a long time for it, it's a real thing. You should stick with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree. So tell me a little bit about, just knowing you the way I know you, tell me a little bit about how your faith in God affects you in the day-to-day as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and as you're interacting with people from all walks of life who come into the cigar shop here.
I hope that people see that in me. I hope that, you know, it means everything to me. That's my first consideration in how I step into anything. Knowing that God is faithful to us. I mean, and he's proven that 50 in May, and throughout my whole life, I can see how faithful God is and how faithful he has been to us. So remembering that, and knowing that, what he, you know, I guess, I don't know if it's the right word, asks of us or, how he is pleased in us, that helps me to be faithful, to him and remind myself to be faithful to him. Yeah. Do what's right. Don't let, you know, little, it's easy in a tough situation, where you can see things aren't going to go your way, it might be easy to tell a little white lie or to omit the truth from a circumstance for your benefit. Don't ever do that. You need to sleep at night, and your conscience, what people call conscience, I know it's the Holy Spirit, that in you rests when you are true to God, when you're honest, when you're faithful. That's a more content, happier life. People think they know the way to those things, to contentment. But like I said before, that circumstance where it's not going to go your way, Stay true, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live with yourself.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I like that. Do you find that the conversation when guys gather around cigars can be pretty much almost anything, including deep stuff? I mean, it can be as simple as the weather. But it can also, like I found, it can get pretty deep pretty fast when you get a bunch of guys around to cigars.
That's true. I mean, it's all over the place. Like I said, this is a great equalizer. So you get a very eclectic mix of people. Uh-huh. And the thing about it is you sit down next to someone, and if you've known them for a year, 2 years, you don't know their whole story. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they when that day comes where you find out their story or a piece of their story, it'll blow you away. I mean, you've been sitting next to, you know, either a war veteran that never wanted to talk about it and all of a sudden starts talking about it, or you sit next to a guy whose dad died that day and he wasn't going to talk to anyone, but you sat down next to him and he started to open up to you.
Oh, wow.
Just the amazing things. The story that sits down next to you, you never know what that's going to be, and it's always amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I love it. I love the culture here and I love cigars anywhere. Okay, so tell me, what kind of advice would you give to people listening who maybe they have a small business of their own, maybe they want to someday? What kind of like parting words would you give? Well, actually, I have one other question after this, but what advice would you give right now to local leaders out there or people who want to be leaders, business owners? I think you alluded to it earlier. Times are going to get hard. Stay committed. Don't give up. What else would you add on to that?
Sit down with a cigar. Ponder your future. Okay. I did allude to it. I think people rule out things before they ever get started. They have an idea. They have an inkling, a passion, a direction they want to go, something they've seen done that they think they can do. A business they've been around and they just like, and then they analyze it to the, and all they focus on is the row of cons, right? You know, the pros kind of fall away, cause we're by nature, human nature is fairly negative. So we look at the cons and talk ourselves out of doing anything. I think people are at their most fulfilled when they're working for themselves. I think that. So if you have that inkling, if that is a desire of yours, I think you should flush that out. I think you should go down that path. I think you should make an honest effort towards that end. And I would recommend that you do that, even if other people in your life say maybe the security isn't in that, maybe the money's not in that. You know, I think you can make of it what you're willing to put into it. And I think you owe it to yourself to go down that path.
Yeah. Amen. Well said. All right. Last question for you here. Last 5 years with Lake Country Cigars, been pretty phenomenal. You've overcome some challenges. COVID sounds like it was an adventure. What do you envision? What are you and Michelle excited about as you consider the next 5 years?
Yeah. This is a question my wife would love because she was always flabbergasted by the fact that I didn't really have any goals written down. My goal in life is to like seize the positive opportunities that are presented to me. Like she hates that. She wants like stuff written down.
She wants it more specific.
She wants like a 5-year plan.
Yep.
She wants to know, you know, but God bless her. She's
well, that's the entrepreneur in her too. Yeah.
So positive in my life and supportive. So one of the things we've recently started like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, was this Revival brand. So as we move forward, You know, we're going to continue to do things at the shop. You know, event, we like to do events here. We'll do new events. We'll highlight new products. We'll have different people come to these things. But I would also like to continue to extend the Revival brand with more product, and possibly as we move on down the line, you know, one of my kind of daydreams would be is if we like ran in, we were on traveling somewhere and we ran into a group of people or just someone on the street or at a shop or wherever, and they're smoking a Revival cigar.
Yeah.
They have no idea where it's from. They don't know what Lake Country Cigars is. They certainly don't know who I am.
Yeah.
But they're smoking a Revival cigar.
They're smoking
that would be
Revival.
Cool. So I would like to work towards that end.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate
we're still gonna hang out and smoke the rest of these cigars.
Yeah, we're gonna enjoy our time here. This is just where we'll cut the recording.
We'll turn this light on.
But hey, listen, guys and girls, listen. I just want to invite you all one more time, give you a reminder and a quick plug. Lake Country Cigars, fantastic culture, amen. Great cigars. If you're in the area, Milwaukee to Madison, anywhere in between, come to Delafield, check out Lake Country Cigars.
The United States. That's the area, I would say.
Yeah, and if you're not in the area, then go to the website just because the people, the culture, the experience, it's awesome. And yeah, if you have any questions, just ask the amazing staff to give you a little bit of an education, help match you with a great cigar. And Matt, I'm just grateful for not just for the cigars, but also just the way you authentically live out your faith. You love God, you love others. It's cool. And I would love to see many more entrepreneurs and business owners with the same heart that you have.
Humbled by that. Thank you for saying that. That's wow.
Hey, we'll see you guys next time on Forging the Path. Well, cool. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate
going to hang out and smoke the rest of these cigars.
Yeah, we're gonna enjoy our time here. This is just where we'll cut the recording.
We'll turn this light on.
But hey, listen, guys and girls, listen. I just want to invite you all one more time, give you a reminder and a quick plug. Lake Country Cigars, fantastic culture, amen. Great cigars. If you're in the area, Milwaukee to Madison, anywhere in between, come to Delafield, check out Lake Country Cigars.
The United States. That's the area, I would say.
Yeah, and if you're not in the area, then go to the website just because the people, the culture, the experience, it's awesome. And if you have any questions, just ask the amazing staff to give you a little bit of an education, help match you with a great cigar. And Matt, I'm just grateful for not just for the cigars, but also just the way you authentically live out your faith. You love God, you love others. It's cool. And I would love to see many more entrepreneurs and business owners with the same heart that you have.
Humbled by that. Thank you for saying that. That's wow.
Hey, we'll see you guys next time on Forging the Path.